with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Forecasters say over half of the U.S. population could be affected by snow, ice, or bitter cold as a winter storm sweeps across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says this is a significant storm.
We're looking at over 170 million Americans that are going to be impacted by some form of winter weather, whether it be snow, sleet, or freezing rain. So quite a number of people are covering quite a large portion of the U.S.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore declares a state of emergency.
Please use common sense and please show courtesy and grace in the days ahead. Please stay off the roads. Please look after your neighbors.
There's been another American strike on a suspected drug boat in the Pacific.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed two people, leaving one survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. The U.S. military has focused lately on seizing sanctioned oil tankers with connections to Venezuela. The last strike on a suspected drug boat occurred in late December. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A massive pipe that moves millions of gallons of sewage has ruptured and sent wastewater flowing into the Potomac River northwest of Washington, D.C. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 285 points. The Nasdaq rose 65, with the S&P 500 advancing by 2 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical issues a warning. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Mohler says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, a signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything. Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories before 1945. This may have an effect on America's memory of the Holocaust. This is SRN News. TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity, avoiding the looming threat of a ban in the U.S., correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The social video platform has signed agreements with major investors Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX to form the new TikTok U.S. joint venture, which TikTok says will operate under defined safeguards that protect national security. U.S. TikTok users can continue using the same app. President Joe Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if it didn't find a new owner in the place of China's ByteDance by a January 2025 deadline. TikTok went dark for several hours, but President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep it running while his administration worked out an agreement for the sale of the company. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.